1 Samuel chapter 6. And the ark of the Lord Jehovah was in the country of the Philistines 7 months. And the Philistines called for the priests and the diviners, saying, What shall we do to the ark of the Lord Jehovah? Tell us how we shall send it to its place. And they said, If you send away the ark of the God of Israel, do not send it empty, but return to him a sin offering. Then you shall be healed, and it shall be known to you why his hand is not removed from you. Then they said, What shall be the sin offering which we shall return to him? They answered, 5 golden tumors, and 5 golden mice, according to the number of the lords of the Philistines. Because one plague was in you all, and on your lords. Therefore you shall make images of your tumors, and images of your mice that mar the land, and you shall give glory to the God of Israel. Perhaps he will lighten his hand from off you, and from off your gods, and from off your land. Why then do you harden your hearts, as the Egyptians and Pharaoh hardened their hearts? When he had done wonderfully among them, they did not let the people go, and they departed. Now therefore make a new cart, and take 2 milk cows, on which there has never come a yoke, and tie the cows to the cart, and bring their calves home from them. And take the ark of the Lord Jehovah, and lay it upon the cart. And put the jewels of gold, which you return to him for a sin offering, in a box by its side, and send it away, that it may go. And watch, if it goes up by the way of its own coast to Bethshemesh, then he has done this great evil to us. But if not, then we shall know that it is not his hand that struck us, it was just by chance that it happened to us. And the men did so. And took 2 milk cows, and tied them to the cart, and shut up their calves at home, and they laid the ark of the Lord Jehovah upon the cart, and the box with the mice of gold and the images of their tumors. And the cows took the straight way to the way of Bethshemesh, and went along the highway, lowing as they went, and did not turn aside to the right hand or to the left, and the lords of the Philistines followed after them to the border of Bethshemesh. And those of Bethshemesh were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley, and they lifted up their eyes, and saw the ark, and rejoiced to see it. And the cart came into the field of Joshua, a Bethshemite, and stood there, where there was a great stone. And they split the wood of the cart, and offered the cows as a burnt offering to the Lord Jehovah. And the Levites took down the ark of the Lord Jehovah, and the box that was with it, in which the jewels of gold were, and put them on the great stone. And the men of Bethshemesh offered burnt offerings and sacrificed sacrifices the same day to the Lord Jehovah. And when the 5 lords of the Philistines had seen it, they returned to Ekron the same day. And these are the golden tumors which the Philistines returned for a sin offering to the Lord Jehovah. 1 for Ashdod, 1 for Gaza, 1 for Askelon, 1 for Gath, 1 for Ekron. And the golden mice, according to the number of all the cities of the Philistines belonging to the 5 lords, both of fenced cities, and of country villages, even to the great stone of Abel, on which they set down the ark of the Lord Jehovah. Stone which remains to this day in the field of Joshua, the Bethshemite. And he struck the men of Bethshemesh, because they had looked into the ark of the Lord Jehovah, he struck of the people 50,070 men. And the people cried out, because the Lord Jehovah had stricken many of the people with a great slaughter. And the men of Bethshemesh said, Who is able to stand before this holy Lord Jehovah God? And to whom shall he go up from us? And they sent messengers to those living in Kirjathjearim, saying, The Philistines have returned the ark of the Lord Jehovah, come down, and fetch it up to yourselves.